You're listening to Cults Daily. Every day in April, we're breaking down various predictions made by different cult leaders. Credonia Marinde was one of the founders of the Movement for the Restoration of the Ten Commandments of God. They told their followers that the world would end in the year 2000. When it didn't, the followers had questions. We hope you enjoy the episode, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a brand new installment of Cults Daily. If you want to hear our full-length episodes on the Movement for the Restoration of the Ten Commandments of God, Part 1 aired in this feed on October 3rd, 2017. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
On March 17th, 2000, the Movement for the Restoration of the Ten Commandments of God held a huge party to celebrate the end of the world.
The party was scheduled to last for 2 days, as the leaders had roasted 3 bulls for feasting and acquired 70 crates of soft drinks. Hundreds of men, women, and children had arrived to join in the festivities and prepare for Armageddon. Yet Armageddon came much more quickly than any of them had anticipated.
As the members gathered in the chapel at the primary complex in Kanungu, Uganda, the doors and windows were boarded shut. The church building was set on fire, and at least 700 congregants were burned alive.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Richardson, and this is Cults, a Parcast original. This is the 13th episode in our daily series on the strange prophecies made by different cults and their leaders. Throughout this month, we're taking a daily look at the myriad of apocalyptic predictions to try and uncover what makes these revelations so appealing. I'm here with my co-host, Greg Polson.
Hi, everyone. Today, we're discussing the beliefs of Credonia Marinde. She convinced members of her cult, the Movement for the Restoration of the Ten Commandments of God, that Armageddon was imminent. After predicting the world would end on January 1st, 2000, the cult leadership killed their own members. For reasons that are still not entirely clear, it's very likely they didn't want members to realize their doomsday predictions were wrong.
The Movement for the Restoration of the Ten Commandments of God began in 1989 when Credonia Marinde, a bartender, banana beer brewer, and sex worker, claimed that the Virgin Mary had appeared before her. In the vision, Mary commanded Credonia to clean up her life and spread the news of a coming apocalypse.
Credonia claimed that the world would face awful tribulation from God if people did not turn back to him and follow his Ten Commandments to the letter.
Most people looked upon Credonia with skepticism. However, she brought her predictions to former government employee Joseph Kibutere. He had also claimed to have seen visions from God, and when Credonia came to him, he believed God had brought her into his life.
Kibutere's endorsement of Credonia gave her story the clout it needed. Together, Credonia and Kibutere spread their doomsday message. Luckily for them, Uganda was in a state of total chaos, making Armageddon look highly plausible, even to the most skeptical Ugandans of the day.
The entire nation had been embroiled in a civil war, with atrocity after atrocity being committed on all sides. In addition, HIV and AIDS had torn through the country at a rapid pace, killing indiscriminately. To make matters worse, the Roman Catholic Church, one of the only pillars of stability in the region, had become embroiled in its own awful scandals.
People were desperate for safety and answers, and Credonia Marinde was all too happy to provide. She called the people of Uganda to follow her and promised to shelter them through the coming wrath of God. This message proved effective. Over the course of 8 years, the movement's membership grew to over 4,000 and built several dedicated living complexes throughout the region.
Yet for all the cult's successes, Credonia had never decided on an official date for the end of the world. To maintain control, Credonia stated that the world would end on January 1st, 2000. The cult was prepared to die when the day finally came, but as January 1st came and went, so did Credonia's credibility.
People began to leave the movement en masse. In order to save face, Credonia announced a new date for the end of the world, March 18th. They would have a grand party to celebrate, starting on the 17th.
When over 700 people showed up to the Kanungu complex, Credonia provided the apocalypse she had promised by burning them alive within the chapel. Some believe she died in the fire, while others believe she escaped, but more horrific revelations were still to come.
As the Ugandan government investigated the movement's bases, they discovered mass graves at each and every one. In total, 395 additional members of the movement had been shot, stabbed, and poisoned by their own leadership, sometime before the fire.
Overall, the movement for the restoration of the Ten Commandments of God had proven to be one of the deadliest cults ever created. When her doomsday prophecies failed, Credonia Marinde made sure they would never fail again by killing more than 2,000 of her own followers. Whether she died with them or escaped to safety is unknown to this day.
We'll be back tomorrow to examine the predictions of another cult.
You can catch our other episodes of Cults for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.